mile by half mile. It's one. It's a 2 mile circumference. It's a quarter section. All right, the whole section. It's 1 mile square.
Yeah.
All right, okay. And then there's four blocks, and each one's a quarter section. It's a half mile by half mile.
I see.
Get the idea?
Yeah, I see.
The Lubbock County, this entire country up there is laid out in sections.
Squares.
Mostly in squares.
Yeah, everything's straight. All the roads are straight. What did you do when you raised cotton? You go out and you plant it, and just describe it for me. What?
Well, at the time comes to, we had the field plot as soon as it was feasible to plow. I raked it down a little bit to kill the, to minimize the clots.
Yeah.
Then the planting time comes, which I forgot what time the year it was. It must have been around middle of March, something like that. Then when it was about that high, we go in there what they call chop cotton.
3 inches high?
Yeah, no, about 3 or 4 inches high.
Yeah.
The cotton was just one stalk after the other, see? Okay, then you have to chop out. So it, so when it's spread, the root space and the leaf space has that room.
Oh.
So we used two strands sticking, then there was a gap. We chopped that out.
I see.
And at the same time, chip all the weeds away, and of course pull the dirt up with the hoe as you go along.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a job chopping cotton.
Uh-huh.
Then later on we chopped again, but it wasn't chopping cotton anymore, it was chopping weeds. The weeds come back again, and by that time cotton might be that hard. You have to go in there and kill all those weeds, and then comes the colorway. Do you know what a colorway there is?
I've heard of it. Describe it for me.
Yeah, it's got four little shovels, and it's a two-wheeled thing pulled by two horses and mules that pulls up the dirt against your cotton stalk, at the same time kills all those weeds that go in there.
Oh, it covers up the weeds, yeah.
And then we have a gold devil. You never heard of a gold devil?
No, what is it?
That's a contraption made out of a cup. You know what a 2x8 is, lumber, 2x8?
Yeah.
Okay, the two pieces about that long, it's set that far apart, so the cotton thing goes in between. Then there's two blades put on each side, and they have a seat up there, and you just go along there, right on top of your cotton there, and those blades go underground, just cut the weeds off.
It's a weed killer.
We don't use them around here.
That's crazy. It sounds like it
that's
really works.
That's mostly a homemade deal.
Oh,
then
really?
They started making factory deals with the two knives plus each side three discs on there for color rating that pulls the dirt up to the cutting stock.
Uh-huh.
That was a factory thing. Uh-huh. I've been wanting to make one on Good Devils for my museum, but they never got around to it. I made single trees and I made little up yokes, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's all conversation pieces.
That's great. I never heard of a Go Devil. That's neat.
That's not in a catalog, no way. That's just mostly a home, you might say, a homemade idea.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you can call it this way. You heard that word. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Uh-huh.
You heard of that, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
That's true.
That's an example of that, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. What kind of fences did you have?
Barbed wire.
All barbed wire?
We never had cedar rails, nothing like that, stone, nothing.
Uh-huh.
So coming back to that, and on that quarter section land in Lubbock,
mm-hmm.
that we rented on and the one we owned, we had to change there. I wanted to put a right of way to there, kind of a school, so we had to build a mile of fence.
Mm-hmm.
The posts up there are set 100 feet apart, and in between there's a 2x2 stakes just to hold the wire up.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that land was so dry, we go dig about that deep.
No.
We had our wagon along with 3 barrels of water on there, and we pouring a gallon of water in there and go start the next hole.
So many
lows, we go back to where the water had soaked, we dig down another 3-4 inches and put water in there again.
Oh,
we built a darn fence, all right.
That's terrible. That ground must have just...
Oh, heck, we thought we had fun. We were used to hard work. We didn't mind.
Yeah?
And we knew better not to do it.
Well, yeah. But that really does sound like hard work. Really, really hard work.
Yeah.
What kind of fence did you have around the pig pen?
That usually was posts, cedar posts with 1x6 planks, rough planks nailed on there.
I see.
Then the feeding trough. Most people have to come on a feeding trough and they got a hell of a time pouring the stuff in there. The pigs trot all over in there and you spin mostly on top of that. So Daddy, being an inventor, he made them an outfit where you can lift up a couple of iron rods and swing a door into the pen,
yeah.
So the hawks can get to the trough. Then when he got through pouring the sloppy stuff and food and feed, then he pulled them doors out this way. And then the